Well, coming up January 16th through the 18th, a big weekend over at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs as the annual River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo takes center stage. Tom Hamilton joins us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about that event that's brought to you each year by the Pottawatomie County Pheasants Forever and several other of their business partners. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, thanks so much for your time. It's always an exciting time of the year. We're past the new year. Everybody's looking ahead to things, and what a better way to look ahead than to look at some good stuff.
You bet. We've got this River City Hunting and Fishing Expo is a major event, and we've got 5 new speakers this year out of the 6. So if you've got cabin fever, this is the time to come to the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs with all that free parking.
Well, we can talk about all the toys and things that folks can see here in a bit, but let's touch on the speakers a little bit. I know you guys look high and far to find some of the most sought-after speakers around the area to cover some different topics. Do you get suggestions from folks from previous years of who you might want to go after?
You bet. We're always open to suggestions, and we've had some very interesting speakers. Last year we had the Bat Lady, she and her husband, that they'll go retrieve bats out of people's houses and so on and so forth, and they take care of them and then turn them loose in the spring. But this year we've got Doug Burns, who is a very accomplished author. He's got over 70 different articles, and his book he just put out is 12 Days of Walleye Heaven, and that traces a fishing trip that he was on the circuit, and he's always been placing in the circuit, and he's going to be talking about fishing at the Iowa Great Lakes fishing chain, Spirit Lake, Okoboji, where I grew up. And so Doug Burns is going to be there talking about that. We've got Brian Mellage, who is going to be talking about catfishing on the Missouri, and he fishes anywhere from Omaha to St. Louis. And he was breaking rods. He was catching so many big fish. So he came up with his own rod, the Mondo Cat rod, and he's going to be there talking about catfishing, and he's going to be talking about his new rod that he's invented. And then we always have Hutch Hutchison, who's going to be there, our big buddy from Lake Sharp and Lake Oahee, and he's going to be talking about fishing in South Dakota, and he's also going to be talking about pheasant and goose hunting and duck hunting up there around the Oahee and Lake Sharp area right there. We've got a new speaker, Steve Reeves, who from Top Dog Kennel. He's going to be there and talking about his dog training and some of his experiences. And then we've got a new walleye fisherman, Ben Garver, who's going to be talking about fishing walleye in Nebraska, and he's going to be talking about the latest high-tech electronics and how to use it. We've got Rod Broadhagen from Canada, who's got 35 years of experience of fishing, walleye fishing, bear hunting, and he's out of Ontario, Canada. And then we've got another new speaker, Nelson Redenkop, who is going to be talking about bear hunting and fishing in Saskatchewan. And so we've got speakers. You could almost spend the whole day. And we haven't even touched on the gun show. Gun show on second floor. Marv Krause has got a gun show up there. I talked to Marv last week. He's got over 220 tables. And if you know anything about gun shows, that is a big, big gun show. You could spend 8 hours just up on second floor if you so choose. And if you want to see the latest shotguns, handguns, center fire rifles, this would be a great place to do that. And we have dealers there, and we have the FFL people, so we can transfer guns across the river. It's going to be a great, great event. And again, we don't want to miss the free parking. The free parking is all the way around the Mid-America Center right there. And we've got great things going on for families. And I want to talk about price because it's $9 for adults. And we have various people like Hy-Vee where you can get dollar coupons in Council Bluffs. But our price for kids is $3. And this whole place is stroller friendly. It's 84,000 square feet. And we have the price for kids is $3. And we keep it there so you can bring the neighbor kid if you want to. Under 15 is $3, and the hours on Friday are 4 p.m. in the afternoon to 9 p.m. Saturday is going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sunday is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's we've got all kinds of free things for kids. We've got archery. We've got the BB gun. The Daisy BB gun arcade is going to be there again this year. We've got the live trout fishing pond, and we do a trout rodeo on Sunday about 3 o'clock. And any of the fish that are left, you catch by hand. And whether you want to catch and release or catch and eat, that's always an option right there for us. So we've got all kinds of things, and we haven't even touched on the RVs, the boats, the dogs. We've got the shelter people again, so if you want to adopt a dog, that's something that's going on. We have over 30 resorts are going to be there from a 5-state area. This is a major event. You could come spend 2 days if you so chose.
Well, it sounds like you must have a lot of folks helping to coordinate this.
We do. The Pottawatomie County Chapter of Pheasants Forever is putting this on. Judy and John just worked their butts off doing this event. And we have a lot of people that put this together. And so there's a lot of people behind the scenes. We've got various trap clubs that we sponsor throughout the area. And so these kids come in and help us out. There's lots of things going on for this event.
I know, Tom, when you have something like this going on for 3 days and folks can't make it all 3 days, they kind of wonder, gee, I wonder which day would be the best to see. Is there really a best day, or will the speakers be mostly available throughout the weekend?
Here's what we tell people to do. We tell them to go to rivercityexpo.com. If there's a speaker they want to see, if they go to rivercityexpo.com, it gives all the speaker times, gives all the events for all of these different activities. And I'm going to say that again, www.rivercityexpo.com. And that'll give you the times. And if they go to that website, they're going to find a little surprise there at the end where they can cut out, and it'll help their pocketbook.
Very good. Well, it's easy to make it simple for folks to not feel like they missed out on anything at all. You know, you talked so much about a lot of the kids' events and things like that. Folks hear, you know, hunting, fishing, RV, boat expo, and they're thinking, oh, it's a guy thing. But you guys take a lot of pride in making this a family thing.
It is, and we just really worked to the bone here to make sure that if you want to bring the neighbor kid, you want to bring your friends, kids, you know, and stuff like that, that's why we keep that $3 price right there. The Mid-America Center, if they've never been there, it's all on one level. All of the resorts, all of the boats, all of the RVs, all of the dogs and crafts are downstairs, and the gun show is upstairs. And so they're separate. You can go up the escalator, you can go up the elevator, this is the way we like to do it, because everything we do for Pheasants Forever is family-oriented.
Well, I know you talked about having good, clean aisles so you can get strollers and things through there, but that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of tables. You guys have a lot of exhibitors there.
We do. We have over 30 lodges and resorts that are there. We have the bee people are there. We've got the bow makers that make the longbow. Dick Turpin is going to be there with his teepee, and Dick is a raconteur when it comes to telling stories. And we have lots of people like that. And we really search high and low for the mom-and-pop resorts that you're going to meet when you go to, Sunset Cove. You're going to meet the owners right there. When you go to Terry Colton's resort, you know, he and his wife are right there. These are family resorts, Northern Lights Resort. And I could go on and on with other resorts. I've been to these places. You're going to meet the owner for the resort. You're not going to meet a stranger. And they're going to tell you about their resort. They take great pride in running these resorts. And these are family resorts. John has been to a lot of these places. I've been to these places. And we try and find resorts that are family-friendly. And you're going to have a wonderful time with your kids. And I would encourage people to come, because now's the time. We tried to get into a resort on Lake of the Woods, and they were already full. Full for the 2016 season, and so we are going to a different place, my son and I. So this is the time to get there early in January, so you're not disappointed. You get to book that family resort, and you get to meet the resort owners.
That's another good reason to bring the whole family, so you can make those vacation plans when you're everybody's together.
You bet.
Very good. Well, great prices, free parking, of course, lots and lots to see and do for everyone in the family. And again, it's coming up on Friday, January 16th through Sunday, January 18th. Tom, you want to give us the times and the prices again?
You bet. It's Friday afternoon, starts at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, the 16th, is going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Sunday, the 18th, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Adults are $9. And children under 15 or 3, and they can go to that www.rivercityexpo.com. I'm going to say that one more time, www.rivercityexpo.com, and they can get all the speaker times, and again, that free parking right around the Mid-America Center, and we sure hope everybody comes because this is going to be a great family event.
Excellent. Well, Tom, we can hear the enthusiasm in your voice, and I assume a lot of that comes from what you get for feedback from folks who come year after year.
You bet. We have a lot of people. I'm going to be upstairs at the gun show, and we have a lot of people that go through, and they thank us for having this event because they've had great experiences on booking their, you know, their trips, their family, and, you know, those discretionary dollars are hard to come by, so we want people to have a great time, not just a good time. We want them to have an exceptional time, a great time when they book that vacation, and they know they're going to get their value for their dollars.
Absolutely. A lot of confidence built in having a chance to visit with these folks ahead of time and know that you're going to have a great experience.
You bet.
Excellent. Well, Tom, again, thanks so much for your time, and we look forward once again to the River City Hunting, Fishing, RV, and Boat Expo at the Mid-America Center coming up Friday, January 16th through Sunday, January 18th. Thanks so much for your time, and good luck with the show.
Thank you very much. We hope to see you there.